The one other thing I want to talk about before we cut out of this segment and talk farm and food stuff is Tucker Carlson. Never been a fan. No surprise there, right? So he joins a long list. Right? It's not a long list, but it's a significant list of MAGA, former or present or current MAGA talking heads who have been, you know, over the course of their careers in recent years, have been very, very pro-Trump. And now they are speaking out against Trump. A lot of it has to do with the Iran war. I guess that includes Alex Jones, who is about as extreme as you can get. Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly, and now Tucker Carlson. And Carlson, it was pretty telling what he said. He disavowed the president last month in a talk show he does with his brother. He said he was, quote, sorry for misleading people, and that he regretted supporting the MAGA leader, Trump, over the last decade. He said, quote, I campaigned for him. I mean, we're implicated in this for sure. It's enough to say, well, I changed my mind, or oh, this is bad, I'm out. But it's like in very small ways, in very real ways, he's talking to his brother, you and me, and millions of people like us are the reason this is happening right now. That's quite a mea culpa. You know, that's, he goes on to say, quote, I'll be tormented by it for a long time. I want to say I'm sorry for misleading people, and it was not intentional. You know, I don't see how that doesn't have significant impact on other people who voted for Donald Trump. And I know that I've talked before about how Marjorie Taylor Greene's exit from the party, and it was not done quietly. I mean, and she was one of his biggest supporters. I mean, and it wasn't just over Iran with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was over the budget, I can't remember everything else now, but there were a whole list of things that were bugging her over the Epstein files. But, you know, these are exits from Trump's circle are not insignificant. They may not be, you know, they may not be pointing to a huge shift in polling leading up to the midterm election, but there is a gradual shift. And we've seen, you know, already polls for, you know, Trump's approval rating are, what, in the upper to mid to upper 30s? That's pretty low. And, you know, Tucker Carlson has a large following. He's a lot of people really, really liked him. Wasn't he the top Fox News host for a long time? Probably to Sean Hannity's dismay. But so this kind of exodus from that inner circle is very, very significant. And again, I back to what we were talking about earlier. I don't think Democrats can say, oh, look, nobody, these people don't like Trump anymore. We don't like Trump. So that means voters are going to like us. It's got to be a lot more than that. You can't just run on not liking the president or fighting his policies. You've got to run on what you really believe in, and it's got to be connected to the day-to-day struggles that people are experiencing. You know, I think an oyster farmer in Maine probably has a way better connection to the daily struggles of Americans than somebody who's been sitting in political office for decades, whether they're Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, or whether they're Chuck Grassley, our U.S. senator. We've talked about other people on this program before who I think have found a way to show that Democrats can be relevant. You know, Representative Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez from Washington State. You know, I mean, there are votes that she's taken that I don't agree with at all, but she's taken on an issue that is resonating with a lot of people, and that's as she calls it, the plague of bright headlights. You know, who would ever think that'd be an issue? But yeah, you talk to people, and headlights have gotten a lot brighter. It's a lot more dangerous out there, especially if you've got older eyes. And she's fighting that, and we're starting to see, other issues like that, like being the right to repair your own equipment. Those are issues that are important. Bread and butter stuff. Democrats have to get back to that.